Rebbie, you drew the match at Newcastle. Were you pleased in general with the performance?
In general, yes. Not at all with the first 45 minutes, because I think we had a poor start in this game. Poor start in terms of intensity, of collective game. But then the reaction was very good in second half. I have also to note about the pitches condition, which were not easy to play football for both teams. But you know, it was raining very heavy, and then at some point in first half it was difficult to play. But then anyway, the reaction was much better than the first half, and I want to build on that, to rely on that, and to try to play a full game on this tempo.
But then you look at the table at the end of the match, you have 1 point, but the difference between where you are and safety is now 10 points.
Yes, you're right, but I'm still looking in terms of the quality of the game we produce in second half. And I want to compare that to, for example, the direct opponent we played that day. And I mean, there are 10 points in front of us, but I didn't see such a big difference in terms of quality of play. Then this is why I'm still optimistic to say, if we are able to play this kind of games, to repeat this kind of production on 90 minutes, we will go higher, but for the moment we are not able to do that.
So how easy or difficult is it for you and the players to maintain the belief that you can get off the bottom of the table and get to safety ultimately this season?
Of course it's difficult, because around us, outside the team, everybody's pessimistic. You can say also a little bit realistic. I'm not a fool, you say that. But you know, I came later in this football club, and I'm still strongly believe that things can change. Of course, for the player, they have been here for more long time with more defeat, and I know that it's quite difficult for them, because you are not playing to lose game, you are playing to win. And to be at the bottom for a long time now, it's quite difficult for the mental. But I still believe that we have fresh players, we have good players, and then hopefully the wheel will turn.
But you've just acknowledged that you need to produce almost Champions League form now in the second half of the season to achieve your aim.
Yes, but you know, as I told you, if we were not producing any good football at all, I would be very anxious and pessimist. But I'm not, because I've got qualities players, I've got strong players, but you know, sometimes we are not all on the same tune. Some are playing well in the first half, others are playing well in second half. Then I need to fix this issue, but I can do it, but the player can also do it with me. Then, but I'm still rely on the quality of the play we can produce.
So just quantify for us, how many more wins do you think Villa will need to stay up?
It's difficult to be really accurate and sure on that, but at least for me, 10 victories. If it's less than that, probably we will have no chance.
So West Ham is the next target to get that elusive win. A team that's been struggling to score goals recently. They've had three consecutive goalless draws, so maybe that's a positive in your favour approaching this match.
Yes, but they didn't concede any goals as well. Then it will be difficult to score, but you know, it's a home game, and we know that we will need to produce some good football to attack. But then we know also that we will need to be very balanced between attacking and defending. And this is the problem when you play home games. As you could see the previous weeks, many teams had problem home game, because many teams are very good in counter-attack, and West Ham is, then it will be a danger for us.
Just one more from me. It's difficult for the fans to retain the belief, but that's what you need, is a positive approach coming into this next match, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Hopefully, once again, I totally understand the frustration of Villa fans, because we are bottom of the league and we don't win games. But of course, without this support, it's more difficult for the player and for all the club and for all the team. I mean, they can disagree, but for me, it's only after the game. You know, during the game, you never know. Even if you are one goal down, maybe you can score two at the end of the game, and then until the final whistle, we need to be all together, the fans, the players, all the club, because the situation requires that. You cannot afford to behave differently, for me. But after that, you know, fans are free to demonstrate, but I would rather prefer than they do it at the end of the game.
Remy, a lot's made of Leicester, Watford, Crystal Palace, but watching them, their work ethic to start with, plus strength and pace. Have you got that in your team?
I've got, but to be fair, I think that the confidence, I insist on this term, because the confidence for playing good football is it's absolutely vital. And then for the moment, we are very low in confidence, as it's it is normal for me, because when you don't win games, you are not confident. But I'm sure that in terms of quality of the team, quality of the players, as I told you, the points we get are not reflecting the quality of the player. But of course, when you are a player, you've got quality, but it's not enough. You have to work hard. You have to put your quality for the team, you know. It's not an individual sport. And sometimes you have to behave, to have the right attitude, to say, okay, let's see that the situation is it's not very good, and then I will put all my quality for the team, not only for me. And maybe the team you are speaking about, Leicester, Watford, and you know, they have a very strong collective attitude, and then we need that. We had sometimes, you know, but to be fair, not throughout the game, and then we need to improve on that.
I think looking at Villa and watching them a lot, there's a lot of ability, yeah. But are they physical enough, if that makes sense?
I'm not sure that we are as strong as many teams. That's why we have to play a certain way of football. I mean, as a manager, when you arrive, you have to look at the quality, individual quality and collective quality, and you have to find the best way of playing football, you know. If you look at Leicester or Watford, they have very good, a marvelous pair of strikers. And then you can say, okay, I've got two very good players up front, and they are on fire, then we will work out for them. Then we are in a different pattern, in a different mode currently, but let's say that there is not only one way to win games. Okay, Watford and Leicester or other team are like that, but if you look at Arsenal, for the example, you know, it's more collective game and everybody can score.
But again, goal scorers, you mentioned it there, at the end of the day, you're as good as your goal scorers. Have you got the ability to put that right in January?
It's difficult to attract a player in January, specifically in this position, because if they are scoring goals, you can imagine that the team where they are playing for won't allow them to leave, or it will cost a lot of money. Then I've got some ideas, I've got some people I know, I speak with, but for the moment, the next three games will be also very important in terms of are we still in the race for what we want or not? And then the players who could be interested to join us will have a more clear vision.
Finally, we go away thinking, yeah, Villa have got full of confidence. But it's more important about the players on the pitch. They're losing regularly or drawing. They're bottom of the table. How do you get that belief into them?
I try to find some tools to make them still believe. The Leicester situation last season, for example, or the way we are playing for 45 minutes, you know, and then I have to work on that with them. We are all together in the same boat, in the same car to reach the point that will be, which is vital for us. But of course, as you said, it's more tiring to lose game than winning games. Then, but we are still working on that. We are still confident because once again, some team have done that previously. Then why not us?
Would you take any win, even a bad performance, and a win?
Yes, I prefer to win playing very well. This is the way I see football. But sometimes in this situation, of course, let's say a bad win or lucky win will be a very good gift for us.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.